Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
It's time, Brown Bag Monday. Or do we call it Brown Bag, period? Brown
I thought bag it was Mr. Whenever. Curiosity.
It's a hybrid.
Okay.
It's a hybrid.
Under the Mr. Curiosity umbrella.
Yes, that's what it is. And we have the core here, man. You guys, are you comfortable being called the core?
It's been a little while.
I feel like we're OG.
Four. It's the core four.
Is that what the kids say nowadays?
The OG.
The OG.
It's not that we need special guests, because this is meant just to answer the viewers' queries.
It serves an important purpose.
It's like a public service.
It really is. As you see, when we get into the questions, these are things on you, the people's mind. So if you got questions, remember brownbag, one word, at WNEP.com. And I bump into people all the time, and they tell me they listen. You guys not so much, you're saying?
I get messages from people that listen.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
Oh, really? So, people tell me they've never heard of it. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing with podcasts. There's people who... Do you notice, Sean, people, they're angry people who are like anti-podcast. Like, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
There are.
Yeah, I've seen them.
There's definitely those
people. Because it's something they're not familiar with and they don't want anything new.
They don't
want
to try it.
They don't even like
it. I said it's just like radio.
It really is just talk radio. Yeah. It's just on demand and a different platform. It's the same thing as talk radio.
Or it's the same thing as even our talkback segment that we air on TV. Only, you know... You get to write in when you want, and you're going to be listened to, and you hear it, and you don't see it.
But I'll admit, I don't listen to any podcasts.
So you're
you need
not
to start.
I'm not a pod, but I'd love to. I just don't.
I think you're too busy.
I just haven't started.
So, yeah. Well, I have
during
to ask
your
you
drive.
Guys.
That's when I do.
You do
my podcast listening's my commute. Yeah.
I just listen to music.
So if you walk,
yeah,
when you go for a walk, you do you not because there are people. It's they have strong opinions. Like I don't want to listen to anything when I walk. I want to take in the world.
Yeah, that's how
I
feel.
If I go for a hike or out for a walk, I don't want to have earbuds in or anything like that. I want to hear what's going on around me, especially in the woods. Like I love.
Yeah, I just want to be submerged in nature.
Well, that too.
You do too. So you don't listen when you walk.
No, I don't.
It's amazing how people are different. Or bike riders, they say no.
But
if
you
I was riding a bike,
a...
it might be different.
Yeah,
riding
like
a bike.
I can't go for a bike ride without listening to something. Mm-hmm. Some people do not want it. They think
mowing
it's a distraction.
Driving mowing the lawn are the two
mowing
podcasts.
The lawn.
Do you listen to podcasts when you mow the lawn?
Yes.
You do.
Why would you just sit there?
John, you need to start.
Yeah.
John,
that could
mowing,
be an opportunity.
Just that droning mowing.
Wait, you could listen to Mr. Curiosity.
Yes. This could be the new push. Why cut the grass or shovel snow alone?
Without the podcast.
Without a podcast.
I've never thought of this.
What do? You just push?
Just push.
I don't know. Even
okay,
though,
that's
how
like,
do
that's
you do
torture.
That's
torture.
So boring.
I wouldn't even have thought of doing differently.
Is it that something?
Maybe you won't be able to go back once you start listening to the podcast.
True.
You'll never be able to mow the same way again.
Yeah.
Wow.
But commute, Sean, you're right. That's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a 20-minute commute, half-hour commute, or you're going to Philly to pick up your son or daughter, like, what do you do for
So you're driving in the morning at 3:30 in the morning. You've got the podcast on.
All my science podcasts. Yeah, it makes my day.
So why not music?
Do you listen to any, Mindy?
Oh, I listen to music, too. But
yeah.
There's podcast days.
Yeah, I like what was the one you told me about?
The Skeptic's
Weird
Guide
stuff
to the Universe.
You should science.
Stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know. I like that one a lot. Yeah.
There's so many good stuff.
There's a lot of good ones.
For anyone listening, you probably already know this, but under the search bar in the podcast icon on every phone, you just type in whatever you're interested.
Right.
Hunting, knitting, eating, Penn State. There's a million podcasts for every subject out there.
You just named a bunch of things you don't like. Why did
I
you do that?
Each of you.
Oh.
Knitting.
I don't knit.
And Sean's a hunter.
I'm a hunter.
You are not a hunter.
That's me.
Well, let's start picking and answering these questions. Mindy, because she has a new car, she's going to go first.
How come you told everybody about my new car?
I didn't say what it is.
You know,
yet.
We could have a whole podcast about my car.
Oh, we could.
Oh, you don't want to open.
We were just talking about it before we started recording.
Because I can't stop talking about it. It's terrible. I have an affliction. I keep telling my husband.
She might love it more than her children.
I said, yes. I said, honey, tell me to shut up.
You've never felt that way before?
No.
When you got a new car?
No.
Get out.
Never like this.
Well, you don't usually get brand new cars either.
Yeah, I usually get used cars.
It is more, I hate to say, it's more of a guy thing. The guy attached to their car. Guys have cars.
Maybe.
That way.
Yeah,
maybe. But I mean, I've just never loved a vehicle like this.
But you're still in the honeymoon period. It'll fade.
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
Then it's just a car.
Then it's just a car. All right. This is from Michael in Ransom.
Dun, 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 dun,
Our
dun,
windows dun. Have full screens in them, and we can open the top or the bottom of the window. My wife insists that we need to open the bottom panel because her friend who lives in Texas told her that we should open the bottom. But he thinks we should open the top so that the heat can rise and escape. What do you think?
Oh, I thought this was just going to be top or bottom preference, but he's saying the top for
sorry. The window preference. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that's what you're saying.
So you're not going to get whatever.
This
more,
is a science question.
But whatever more heat escapes from if you open up the top of your window, assuming you have like a 36, 48 inch window.
It's not going to matter, right?
You're not going to feel the temperature for whether it's top. The heat's closer to the ceiling, so it's going to flow out.
I like feeling the breeze.
There's probably something to be said, but I don't know that it's going to be that drastic of a difference. But
I wouldn't even have thought of that.
No.
Well,
and a lot of windows will, but a lot of them will open up.
You need a full screen. Yeah. I'm trying to.
But let's go deeper because I don't know what it means. All right, you have a window.
Yeah.
I lift mine up, and then there's the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's in the top already just stays there.
Well, some of them, they move. Well, you could
yeah, but that's a lot of work to then.
Some of them have the little bar on the top. And it's probably – I thought just think of it as for cleaning and things like that. Or you can pull it down and push it back up.
Yeah, but that's more work to reach extra high up and then pull the top one down.
But her friend from Texas says that's the way to do it.
But also in Texas, you have way more
Do
they even open their windows in Texas?
Right.
They got the air on all the time in Texas.
Yeah, AC all the time. Yep.
I heard they have a lot of rats and mice.
Yes, and they don't have basements, which I think is really weird.
So give it to me. What do you mean?
Well, my roommate in college was from Dallas, Texas, and she told me.
Did she say
don't have basements?
A lot of people have basements?
Hardly anyone in the South.
Nobody has basements.
In the South,
Florida,
I know. All my
but that's
Florida
like the water
people.
Table is so high. that
they don't need a big foundation, I guess.
So you're right, though. My sister-in-law just moved to the Carolinas, no basements.
Where do you store your stuff?
And it's a way to save $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a house because the basement is a big extra. I
that's
imagine.
Only if you're building a house. I think the
still depends on where you're actually
the housing prices
the house.
Are out of control no matter what.
Wow, Mindy's ranting.
Oh wow,
we need a basement.
My niece is in Austin, so the housing prices are ridiculous there.
we can get into a whole different subject because my son and I, who's 26, you guys are with me on this. He's 27 actually. He was complaining how expensive homes are. He goes, Dad, you can't even get anything for under $400,000.
True.
When you were young, you know, you better.
You could buy it for $20,000.
But I said this. Let's compare homes when we grew up and even when we were looking for homes. Let's go back to our 20s. Most people, I mean, when I grew up, it was a one-bathroom house. So homes back then were definitely smaller and more simple. So I said to my son, you spoiled brats need 2-car garages, 4 bathrooms. Go back to our days and you can get a house for $200,000.
A starter house.
Yes, there you go. A starter house.
If you want to live like we did in the 70s, you can get a cheap house.
And you can have orange carpet and just
I think
in general right now, even a smaller house is going to cost you more than it did.
Yes, it
a
is.
Years ago. Yeah.
A few years. But let's go back to
but
the
you,
70s.
But you do make a point of what people are looking for.
It's so much more.
And yes. You might looking have to for tamper, way more of a house. And now that's really hard to get.
Really hard, yeah.
You guys are all high society. Where I grew up, we didn't have a garage. We had one bathroom and 3 kids in the house.
That's hard with one bathroom. Wow.
But that's everybody.
That was our house when I was a kid.
Oh, was it? Yeah, so that was every...
You had one bathroom?
One bathroom.
Really? One bathroom. Yeah. You have a 2-car garage.
We had I guess it was 1.5. There was
The half makes all the difference, man.
Half makes all the difference.
When somebody's in the bathroom and you got to go, and especially if you're a woman, the half makes all the difference.
So your house, and let's hear about your upbringing in Iowa. Maybe when you were little.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't her upbringing like Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was like Little. I was like Laura Ingalls Wilder. No, we had a bath and a half, and we had a split level.
What about when your parents got married?
No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
No, we
still
don't
have.
And my dad and his neighbor built the house themselves.
What?
Yeah.
How old were you when they built the house?
Like 2.
Oh, so that's your whole life. But did he ever tell stories?
We moved when I was 8. But
before he built the house, did he ever tell you?
They rented before that.
Oh, rented.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But anyway,
my mom grew up on the farm, of course.
If someone wanted to build a small house with one, maybe 1.5 bathroom, no garage, like a light of life was in the 70s, you could probably do it for
there's a lot of parts of our viewing area that you can get a nice home for a reasonable amount of money.
That's true.
There's lots of places in our viewing area that that's still available. You're not going to get what people are looking for with the two full baths, two-stall garage and stuff. But you're still going to get a nice house for a reasonable price.
With good bones.
With good bones.
Good bones.
All this from a window question.
Yes.
Which we do not have the answer to.
Okay, yeah,
I don't think you're going to cool off your home by having your window top screen.
It doesn't make that big of a difference.
Versus the bottom.
But I do prefer having the windows open than the air conditioning.
Me too.
Yeah.
As long as the humidity
is. I do the air when we have to, but I love having windows open.
He's highfalutin. He's got real air conditioning.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I think Sean does,
too.
You know
what? Central air, too. Yeah.
We're central fancy. Air with
and
you, too?
We, when we moved, our other house that was like a starter house, like one bathroom, smaller house, had no air conditioning.
I've seen central window air units, on TV
which
programs.
I don't miss.
Me, too, yeah, but I've never had it.
No, I never had it. No.
Can we do two Michael and Ransoms back-to-back, or should I pick
you
another
one? You should dig deeper. I don't know. Is it a good one? You tell me.
Let's Michael, we'll get to this one later.
All right, let's keep digging, man. Keep digging. You got to mix it up. You
Where's Travis? Is Travis in a separate bag?
He is his own bag.
A separate bag. I sprinkle one or two of his in.
Oh, okay.
We got to dilute the batter.
All right. This is from Jeff in Luzerne County. Why are the four commonwealths considered states and not commonwealths? From Jeff.
What are the four commonwealths? Wait, I don't know.
It's kind of like how
Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, Massachusetts.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I think Virginia and Kentucky. I think those are the four.
Virginia, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Massachusetts and Pennsylvania.
So why is that?
But you know what? I can't remember. So we all had to take PA history.
It's like how
a rectangle
is a square. It can be a square, but a square can't be a rectangle kind of thing.
Did you take PA history?
I never even heard of that, PA history.
Yeah, probably.
I never
in school, we had to have Pennsylvania history.
No, we didn't do that.
Did you have Iowa history?
Did you have Iowa history?
We did, but the public school kids did, too.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, we didn't have Iowa history. Isn't that funny? We should have.
And I wasn't even aware of this.
But we definitely talked about Pennsylvania being a commonwealth, but I can't remember what the difference is.
I think we have to start answering questions more. So maybe when we do the next question, one of you can look it up. Yeah, we need to know why.
Why is Pennsylvania
a commonwealth?
Right. There is a reason.
I will say, since I was a kid, I thought it was kind of fancy.
The Commonwealth
of PA. It makes us sound important.
I assumed every state was just the Commonwealth of Arizona, the Commonwealth of
Virginia. No.
There's only four of them.
Sean has the answer.
It's not really an answer. It's basically they're the same thing except for the name. A commonwealth is a state, and the term commonwealth does not describe any specific legal or political status.
It's a fakey thing.
So when they made up Pennsylvania, they just wanted to be fancy.
Well, it was preferred like in the 1700s.
And we kept it. It's OG old school.
So is it like they wanted everybody to have commonwealth? Is that where it came
from? Makes
it sound
good, like this like is all of ours.
We're all going to be like wealthy? Even the common people?
Well, that didn't work out.
It didn't work out, no.
But the state worked out.
Yeah, the state is lovely.
Commonwealth. So it doesn't mean
it's funny because
no financial designation.
You can tell in news scripts that a lot of times, you know, we'll slip in commonwealth to just sound fancy in news scripts. I will say in Pennsylvania, I mean, we say the state more than anything.
Keystone
like we don't
state.
In this
not the Keystone
and in
Commonwealth.
Our scripts we say state way more than
but
we say commonwealth.
We do say commonwealth,
but every
a lot,
so often we
because
we
I
mix
notice
it
because I'm not used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we know, baby.
So thanks, Jeff and Luzerne County closest, for just getting us to think.
This is the closest thing to a difference. A state is an administrative division overseen by a larger government, where a commonwealth is an independent political entity joined together for the common good.
I don't even know what that means.
So a commonwealth was like more independent. But they joined with the other states.
Well, that was definitely a thing when the colonies got started.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe
the states thought of themselves
as
very independent.
So.
Right.
And they thought of themselves as independent of the others. Massachusetts certainly would have been that way,
right.
too.
Yeah, right.
And
say
the
that's
United
your answer.
States
and Virginia
states.
As well would have been very much thinking of itself.
What the heck
as
is Kentucky?
Entity.
I don't get that.
Yeah, Kentucky. You're not an original colony, are you? No.
They do have good bourbon.
I don't see you as a bourbon person.
Really?
Folks,
I love bourbon.
Learning
Minnie's a drunk.
No, I'm not
Minnie's now, from her liking bourbon, we've now taken the leap to Mindy's a drunk.
Mindy is a non-air-conditioned drunk.
I am. Yep. I'm a sweaty drunk.
Mindy, does Iowa border Kentucky?
No.
No one knows
but
what
we do
goes
have,
on in Iowa.
Iowa has good rye whiskey. that they distill there. It's very good.
I need more coffee.
Do you know what we need to do sometime? We need to go to Iowa with Mindy.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
I've driven through it, and I've seen enough.
Stop. You haven't seen the Amana colonies. You haven't seen the Hoover
take the
Museum.
Show on the road.
The Herbert Hoover, one of our best presidents. Not really, but he was a...
Sean's got a good one. Here we go, right, baby.
Sorry.
This is a little too deep. I'm not as caffeinated as I might need to be to answer this one. So this is from Philip in Archibald. If you are traveling in your car at the speed of light and you turn on your headlights, will they project light forward?
Oh, this is a classic physics conundrum. And no, they would travel out at the speed of light. That's what relativity is all about.
So it would be dark in front of you. Yeah. The light would not project in front of you. If you're traveling at the speed of light.
The car's going the speed of light in reference to what? That's the problem. So then the light goes out from the car at the speed of light.
But then the car's not going the speed of light.
In reference to what?
I thought there was only one speed of light.
Right, but it's all about a reference point.
So the light is going to shine on something if there's something in front of it. And if that's moving, it's all going to move at the speed of light.
I guess you can think of it that way.
Right?
The car moving at the speed of light, I have to say to you right now, in reference to what? And then the light would leave the car's lights at the speed of light. It's not going to stop.
So it's sort of like if you were, you know, in a car traveling 100 miles an hour and you threw a baseball. That baseball would then be moving like 100 and whatever miles an hour you threw it.
Yeah, but light doesn't work that way. No.
I'm getting the same feeling I used to get in physics.
Physics class, I know. Are we going to graph X and Y?
That's what I said. I don't have enough caffeine for this.
No, just trust me on that, but it's difficult
to
comprehend.
So the
light would travel at the speed of light once you turn your light on a car that is going at the speed of light.
Okay.
You'd be able to see in front of you.
But mass can't travel at the speed of the light, so that's even a misnomer
right there. So why are we even asking the question?
That's why his head said.
Until Elon Musk figures out how we can travel
right,
at the speed of light.
Right, until Elon Musk figures it out.
Now, this is a part of, we're giving hints, your new car fascination.
I don't know. I'm not hinting at anything.
You have an uncomfortable obsession with this guy, and he's a weirdo.
Well, I really don't have that much of an obsession with the guy per se, his creations.
Okay.
I mean, look at SpaceX, man. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
How cool? What did they just do, John?
They're getting ready to go to Mars.
Do you think he's off the rails?
He's off the rails, but man, his cars are awesome.
We have to separate the art from the artist, right? That's another
example,
right?
True, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Are you going to pick a question?
Oh, it's my turn. I didn't realize that. All right, I'm going deep.
I'm sitting there waiting.
You guys are all giving me weird looks. We can't talk about Elon Musk because he's political and we can't be political.
Oh, that's true.
Well, we weren't talking about his politics.
That's true.
All right. So here we go. Who has the most interesting hobby here in the crew? Travis, this is from former NEPA resident.
Travis.
That was a different kind of Travis question, though.
Yeah, that was a very Travis.
Yeah, that was very different Travis.
Like Travis, nerdy, you nailed that one in.
It's like nerdy first date question. I don't even know if we should do something so generic.
Really?
What are your hobbies?
Do better, Travis. No,
yeah, do better. We have his whole bag over there.
Well, do we know all your hobbies? That's, you know.
I can honestly say I do not have any other hobbies.
Yeah, you do.
Cycling.
Or like unique. Wasn't it like unusual
cycling,
hobbies,
biking,
though? It wasn't like
who
normal.
Who has the most unusual?
I turned my hobby.
I don't have any unusual hobbies.
Who has the most interesting hobby at WNEP? So this, do you guys know anyone here?
That has a really interesting hobby?
Interesting hobby?
I'm
sure it's interesting to them.
I know.
Like we need someone who's a part-time funeral director, an embalmer.
Yeah. Former photographer Davy Jones used to play the bagpipes. That's an interesting hobby. No?
I don't think any of us have really interesting
Are you a hobby guy? I don't see you as
not really.
I think there are so many hobbies that you're discounting that you have that you do in your free time.
I do not. But you think of hobbies as like stamp collecting.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of things I like to do, but I don't know if I'd call it my hobby.
Right. Golfing.
Yeah.
Are hobbies a thing of the past?
No, plenty of people
have
hobbies.
Because lots of people still have their hobbies.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I don't know.
Does anyone
I guess I'm not that
you mentioned like knitting, crafting.
Yeah, knitting.
Like things like
that. Yeah, cycling
that
is definitely a hobby.
I don't knit or craft.
No, but I would say cycling.
You collect fossils. That's a hobby.
I wouldn't say I collect.
But you have a collection.
I come across them and I put them in my collection.
That is collecting. That's the
I
definition.
I do have a lot of tchotchkes. I wouldn't call it a hobby.
Tchotchkes.
I have too many tchotchkes.
You have too many tchotchkes?
Yeah, that's my husband's hobby. I don't have those kinds of things. He likes to go to like estate sales. No precious moments. Estate sales and flea markets and find interesting artifacts and treasures.
Like, that's odd.
Yeah, he loves it.
So there you go. And he's kind of an extended WNEP family member.
Kind of, yeah.
John, give us the closest thing you have to a hobby. Yeah, like what? Like,
I don't know. Just liking to go hiking? Is that?
Yeah, that's a hobby.
I mean, it's just something I do.
It's not different, you know.
No.
Yeah.
John, I feel
you like to read.
I don't have a weird hobby. I mean, it's hard to have hobbies in general when, like, your kids are something.
That's right. You're so busy with young children, it's really hard to have hobbies, yeah. Your hobbies are your kids, pretty much.
What about this theory? Maybe young people don't have hobbies because hobbies would occupy, I don't want to say boredom, free time, interest, and now social media and cell phones.
True.
They don't need hobbies.
They don't need it
because
it's just
in
their
hand. And they need something to do, they're on the phone.
This is actually
hobbies
one of my theories.
Hobbies are becoming extinct, I'm telling you.
I'm worried that people are going to stop reading books because when I was a kid, to avoid boredom or whatever, I would read. And now I see my kids aren't as into it because I think it's because
Mindy,
it's phones.
I think you are 100%. I think people are going to become more dull and boring with this because when I was a kid and I was bored, I'd build weather stations. I'd go for bike rides. I'd go in the woods and just mess around. You create things because you're bored. And now...
You say about books, I just saw this morning a stat, and I actually don't believe it. It said 43% of Americans read a book last year, like in the last year. I don't think it's that high.
That seems
I honestly don't think it's nearly half of Americans. I think it's even
maybe
less
they're
than
talking
that.
About like Curious George or like, you know what I mean?
Maybe if you include kids reading books for school, I guess that could get us
you
up
read
to
your
that
kid
level.
A four
right.
page.
I guess it could get to that level if you read those books to your kid. But I don't think many people read books anymore.
One of the interesting things that you don't know about John and I is sometimes we read the same books. Is that an interesting hobby?
No, you guys are boring me. Now we better move on.
We better move on. Yeah. I can see that look in his eyes starting to glaze over, Mindy.
Only my wife picks that up. I can't believe it.
I think Mindy and I can see it when his eyes start to glaze over.
Oh, yeah. We know you well enough. We've worked with you.
You guys know yesterday.
We like World War II books. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's what we've been sharing is World War II books.
I feel like a horrible person.
You like World War II history, though.
I love that stuff. Yeah. My mother-in-law called me yesterday, and she's known to draw everything out. So she called me and I didn't answer. I don't answer anymore when she calls me.
What if she listens to this podcast?
She doesn't.
She won't.
Okay.
But what I do is I immediately call my wife if she's not around to say, what did your mother want? Could you summarize it?
Oh, my God. It's actually a good idea.
It sure is. Or I say, could you find out and get back to me?
Because you need her to summarize.
Give me the Cliff's Notes version of what?
Yeah, the Cliff's Notes version.
She'll go on, Mindy. It'll take 10 minutes on
and
the
you
phone.
Just don't have time for that.
My glaze over. It's a problem.
Well, you think just set of the that, phone on the counter.
That's
and, like,
another thing,
put it on
too,
speaker.
Is that your mother-in-law's generation, my mom, our parents, our grandparents, having a long phone conversation was just such a part of life.
Is that what it is, John?
It could be.
I mean, they would just talk on the phone to people. And my mom still does that. Mm-hmm. She'll tell me, I had a great conversation with Uncle Pat on the phone and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, the thought of just – now, I talk to her on the phone because she lives 3 hours away.
I'm going to guess Uncle Pat was trying to get out of that conversation.
The thought now, though, of just having a phone conversation
bizarre,
with
right?
is like, right. No, when I was younger, I did. When we were teenagers.
Yeah, when
we were
teenagers, we'd be like
you'd
on the phone for hours.
Stretch the phone cord as far as you could away from your parents
to talk
on the phone.
Just talk.
But now the thought of talking on the phone for a while.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So your mother-in-law is still in that. She just wants to have a conversation on the phone with you.
Should I do it out of the goodness of it?
Next time she calls, I want you to answer. You need to promise right now.
I can't do it.
Maybe.
I can't do it.
Just put it on speaker and mute. And
then you just chime in when you need to.
Do you do that when I call too?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I never call you.
You ever hear Joe say, interesting? You know, he's not listening.
Well, we live in a whole world now when the phone rings, you're just like, do I have to answer that?
Oh, it's a telemarketer.
I know.
Or even if it's not, you're just like, right. Can they just call me? They didn't warn me with a text first.
Right. I need the pre-call text.
Yes. You can't just say, oh, you're right. You can't
can
just
I
call.
Are you busy?
You're
do you
right.
have time to
you
chat?
Get the pre-call text.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you call me or can we talk?
Yeah, before, right, people would just call you. Now the phone rings. It's just like, you can't just call out of the blue.
Who do you
I'll
think you
transition
are?
Transition from a text conversation to a call.
Like what you're in.
I have a very like limited amount of like text back and forth before I'm like, this just needs to be a phone call.
Oh, so you'll be
so
texting.
So like if we're texting, I'm like, all right, this just.
That's so true. Sometimes it's so much easier to talk. Yeah.
So I'll do that.
That's true.
All right, hit it, girl.
All right, this is another Travis. I hope that's all right.
Oh, man,
and it's really,
I deluded
honestly,
it already.
I'm not trying to be mean, Travis, but this one isn't very good. Okay.
What?
Sorry.
No.
And Travis does have a lot of good ones.
He does.
He needs that.
Most,
he needs,
he needs
that.
The feedback, right?
Okay.
We know he's listening.
I know. It's so true. We know he's listening. Okay. How do you order your steak? Anything over medium is criminal.
No,
which
this is a good topic.
I do agree.
This is a
good
topic.
Okay, sorry, Travis.
I tend to agree with Travis.
Yeah. I think it's an odd.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, I order medium rare always.
Same.
Yep.
Medium rare.
Yep.
And see, I'm the exception. I'm with him. I go as high and burned as possible.
Really?
I knew
I don't
he would. I was
any,
waiting to hear
no
that.
Blood?
With him, he says anything over medium.
Oh, he said
everything
yeah. over.
He said
yeah.
it's
I don't
want
to see any pink at all.
Oh,
it
it's so much
me.
Better.
See, with his eating habits, I figured that would be the answer.
He likes to burn.
No, I thought,
why?
As soon as I heard the question, I was like, Joe's going to be over medium.
I don't want to see any pink.
You don't.
No.
Well done,
so
baby.
So are you well done or medium well?
Well done to the max.
You cook all the flavor.
You can't order steak anymore. You can have a hamburger if
you
want.
You can't even order
no.
it anymore.
Well, I don't even eat steak, so.
Okay, there you go. So if you
but
want
even
a hamburger,
you want the hamburger.
Yeah, I want it all. I want it flat.
I like
burned.
A burnt
but then
hamburger.
Then you drown it in like ketchup because it's just so dry and crusty.
Ever,
you have
so
to.
I have a big vat of ketchup and I dip the hamburger in the ketchup and eat it each bite instead of putting it on.
There you go.
Oh, so you know what? I kind of do that.
Yeah, it's great.
If I
you
have a burger
done
and fries.
Yeah, a lot of times I've done that.
If it's
too.
A burger and fries, I have the ketchup to dip both.
Oh, and sometimes I'll have mayo and ketchup. And barbecue sauce and just
and
like
just dip. I
just
like
to do the triple dip.
Because
you're a triple dipper.
I'm a triple dipper.
Whatever you have on it, every bite, dip the burger.
Being a hunter, John, have you ever heard this? Because I have hunting friends. I've never hunted. They will. Does this sound gross? They will kill the animal. I see.
I know where this is going.
And what are they doing?
Wipe the blood?
No, they'll
take a bite out of the liver.
They'll take a bite out of whatever they're taking. I don't know what they're taking a bite out of. But
is that safe?
I don't know. I've been with hunters. Some
they do
in my family
that, right?
That do it.
They, is it always the liver? Is it the heart?
I think no. I mean, they'll just go for some muscle, some structure inside, and they'll just that's like the first bite, and then they just like the passage of manhood or something. I don't know what they're doing.
No, I've seen the liver. I haven't done it.
You haven't done it.
No.
Would you tell us if you had?
I think I would tell you.
Okay,
but I haven't.
I think I'd tell you. Shoddy thinks. Did your uncle or dad or someone?
Had cousins, my brother, that have done it.
Yeah.
And do it.
And I'm
like,
not judging.
Yeah, I was going to say once, like your first deer or?
No, each one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's a tradition.
I could see it being like a like first deer thing.
No.
But not necessarily.
So that's as rare as it gets, Travis.
Yeah, that is rare.
Really rare.
That's rare.
That's a little too rare for me.
That's too rare for you?
Yeah.
And for me too. And I hunt. But I've seen it.
But
it's not when I see them do it that it grosses me out. It's just I don't have any interest in doing it.
I would guess what spoils meat is the bacteria that would grow in it and infect it after it's dead. So I imagine
it's probably safe.
It's probably safe.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of anyone
it's
getting sick
from it.
Probably
one of the safest times to do it.
Yeah.
Now, if this were naked and what is that show?
Naked and afraid, or alone? You mean
naked and alone, naked and afraid.
It's naked and afraid.
I'm killing things and I'm eating them right there on the spot.
Yeah, but don't you want to heat them up first? You can make a fire.
I'm talking naked and afraid, Mindy. I don't want to. No
you
time
make
for
a fire.
There's nobody around. I can't make a fire.
You got to make a fire.
I turn into a barbarian, like all of us.
You have to heat the water too. There could be a.
I get that.
What is
I
that stuff
that.
Called?
Giardiasis.
Yes, that you could.
All type of microbes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I would even eat your arm if we were on a plane that went down and you.
I don't think it's very tasty.
But no, you wouldn't you.
Who's next?
I don't
want
to think about it,
so
but survival will make you do interesting things.
The four of
things.
Us go
it
down, will. Mindy's dead, days pass.
What do you do?
I'm not going to judge the people that did what they did. You got to survive.
Yep. What was that, the Donner
that
party?
It looks tasty.
The Donner Party. What was that? Wasn't it the crash in Afghanistan?
Alive, the movie?
Or not Afghanistan,
Alive.
Argentina.
That movie freaked me out.
There's so many situations.
Yeah, that movie freaked me out.
So it's not that I'm anti, you know, very tender, fresh meat, but I like to cook it thoroughly. I don't know why.
Maybe you're afraid of
it. Maybe you
sick.
Just have to try it, because I used to be like that too, and I tried it, and I liked it.
I'm not a steak guy.
I love the places that these questions take us, though.
Okay, Travis, that was a good question. You know, I apologize.
It turned out, yeah.
It
ended
up
that we're eating
it
meat
seemed,
out in the woods after killing a deer.
It seemed too simple to me, but
it's a tradition. You know. It's what happens.
But I'm sorry, Travis.
What's that?
Another Travis.
I took a lot of his out. I don't understand.
We'll put it in after the fact. I'll get rid of that one because we answered it.
There's a lot in there. I don't.
Remember, get us new questions. Brownbag at WNEP.com.
I'm telling you, I've been putting them in there. There's a lot of new ones.
Okay.
Brownbag at WNEP.com. But and
this is from Heather.
And don't force the questions. We want natural. I'm curious about this thing. Here we go. And I think we hit some good ones.
And if you have to force it, that's fine.
Would you, Heather asks, would you ever eat candy in a funeral home during a service or a viewing? They are available here in a dish at the funeral home I clean. However, I find uneaten candies and the wrappers under the chairs and the sofa cushions. I find it weird to eat candy in a funeral home. Maybe if your sugar's going low, it's like chewing gum in church. You just don't do it. Freshen your breath before you come in.
Wait, back up.
I may have a lot of issues. I've also found empty soda cans. Help me understand.
Back up. So we're at a funeral
home. They have a candy dish. Yeah. She cleans a funeral home.
So there's a body in a casket, and we're going to see it.
Yep.
Yes.
And I
and there's a candy dish.
And there's a candy
dish. The last viewing I went to, I did have a piece of candy from the candy dish. But I didn't throw the wrapper anywhere. I kept it.
I have a feeling.
Mindy has a memory of the last one she went to, she ate candy.
I do, because I've never really done that before.
So, Heather, you're onto something. So
I have a theory, though.
Okay.
This goes back to the funeral home carpet softness question, where that's supposed to make you feel, like, calm and, like,
yeah, why are soothe so if you missed you. That in a previous episode, why do all funeral homes, they're very plush?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a tiled stainless steel table or floor. It's always extra plush.
Right.
And we discussed that.
I think it's the same reason for the candy. It can be awkward to be kind of standing around. It gives you something to do while you're there.
For me, it was I'd been standing in line a really long time. You know how some of those viewings go. You're out the door. And I was just – my mouth was dry.
So where is this dish usually? Is there a tradition you guys run into? Is that the
beginning? No, it's just sitting around somewhere.
I don't think it's sitting next to the casket.
No, it's not.
But is it somewhere?
It's on your way in.
Like when you're looking at the pictures?
They're holding it. Is it and as you walk up, you just grab a piece.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what? That would be kind of nice.
Thank
don't you think?
You.
It's a nice gesture.
If it's
thanking
on the body.
The people. Yeah, thanking
I'm gonna
the
put
people
that,
who are coming to respect
going in,
you.
That's going in my will. I want a candy dish on my chest. Yes.
Or how about your and mouth maybe, is you know, open and we fill your mouth with the
if
candy.
If it's on the desk as you come
try
in.
To throw it in.
A table, it's probably a comfort thing. You know, providing some comfort.
And bad breath, maybe? Because
my mouth was
a lot of
dry.
People.
I needed some water. There wasn't any.
What kind
any.
Of candy was yours? Do you remember? Like a
I don't even remember.
Paul's Mentholyptus, or was it
It was
like
probably
a...
either one of those red and white things, or it was a butterscotch. It was one of those kinds of things, I think. Like the old school candy. But
a little wrapper, a little twisty.
Yeah.
At least they're in the wrapper. They're not
just it was a hard candy.
Unwrapped in a pile.
In a pile.
And what's the cutoff, though? Candy, you can see hard candy, but you can't have like M&Ms there. That would be awkward. It's funny how.
You'd have to have a scoop.
It has to have a wrapper.
You have to have classy candy.
Classy candy.
It's got to be classy candy.
You have like Laffy Taffy.
What? Tell people jokes.
Cowtails.
It's so
have you heard
funny,
this one?
Though, that
Mike
you
and
think like that there has to be rules of what candy you can eat
that's
at a funeral.
What I mean. Why can't it be Laffy Taffy?
It should be.
If the person was funny, that would make sense.
A little
it is
airline bottles
that there's
of
just
bourbon.
Something about that's a funeral home.
Yeah, that.
That it just, it has in your mind like, well, what's allowed there? What's not? Yeah. I'll be honest. When I was a kid, my family was really good friends with the family that had a funeral home down the street.
All right.
And I was friends with their kids, and one time they had a sleepover, and I couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh. That would be hard.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I couldn't go to the sleepover at their house.
Because you knew there were dead bodies in
the basement. I had to come up with another reason to tell them why, oh, we're busy that night.
Oh, my God. When was this? You were how old?
I was probably 8 or 9. There were boys that were there. They were in a sleepover.
So they lived at the funeral.
They lived upstairs.
I couldn't do that.
Wow.
That's creepy.
And we go over to their house to hang out and stuff like that, but I usually wanted to play outside.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That, yeah.
But I'd be curious to go downstairs. That would be my problem.
I wasn't curious.
See,
I didn't want
to. I'd want darkness, yeah. This woman. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I would want to go investigate to see what was down there.
That's why you buy Elon Musk car.
How about this? So I was on the Pennsylvania Road doing a story at an old funeral home that had been converted into apartments. The story was not about the funeral home. It's just we were in an apartment that was in the old funeral home doing a different story. The guy who lived in that apartment said he didn't mind living in an old funeral home. It wasn't a funeral home anymore. But the downstairs apartment included where the people would have been laid out that had been turned into the living room, bedroom, stuff like that.
Okay.
The kitchen was in the old embalming room, had been converted into a kitchen.
Because
apartment kept
there
just,
would be plumbing.
There was plumbing
and everything. They kept the sink.
All right, now.
You can bleach it as many times as you want, but that's going to be nasty.
That's my cutoff. I'd rather bite into a dead, just killed deer.
When he told me that, I was just like, I don't.
So
the kitchen being in the old embalming room, I get it because the plumbing was there and everything like that. But the
how
sink,
much did you ever see it? How
no,
much of a transformation?
I don't know.
The same sink.
Same sink.
That's gross.
In the island was the embalming table.
That's not the case.
And it smelled like formaldehyde.
Did your friends?
But other than that,
apart, are they beautiful. Funeral directors now? Or
yeah,
yeah. It seems like they're running the family.
Yeah,
yeah.
It does run
it,
in the family.
It was in the family, and they had six kids.
Yeah,
three of them are in the funeral home business. One in a different community.
Three of them are.
But two of them stayed and did that. Yeah.
And you don't see a lot of that in a lot of professions, but I think high transfer rate to the next generation,
to the next generation.
Right. Business.
Well, they realize you make a lot of money and you never run out of customers.
She's got a good point.
It's a great
steady
work. Yeah. Steady work.
So what did Heather see? Wrappers and soda cans?
And soda cans, yeah.
And she like just, uneaten
she
candy tucked in the couches.
She couldn't do it.
People took it out of obligation and then hit it.
And we know Mindy can because she did it the very last time.
Can anybody else eat candy at a funeral? Am I the only one?
I have not eaten candy at a funeral home.
I don't know that I've noticed a candy dish or either. I'm just not that observant.
You could do it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I could. I have.
I would actually love to because I get very nervous,
uneasy. And then, think about when you're at a family wake – sometimes you're there a long time.
Yeah, true.
I think we've probably taken snacks for the kids and stuff.
What if you saw a tray of hoagies? Would you have a hoagie?
I'd be so excited.
It's a party sub, like an 8-foot party sub.
Seriously, I mean, when you start thinking about these things, wouldn't you like that for your viewing? Wouldn't it be fun?
Oh, I was thinking about this the other day, and I said it for a joke, but I was wondering, why doesn't anyone have their smile on their face when they're embalmed? Why? Because I was hanging out with a funeral director buddy of mine. I said, put a smile on my face. Why is everyone...
Did he say why they don't?
He said he laughed, and we never really discussed it.
Maybe it's too hard
I'm
going to
guess
it
it's
to
too
stay?
Hard to get it not look creepy.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
I would guess that's probably what it is.
I'm just thinking, that's a hard one to pull
maybe
off.
Maybe a smirk.
To make it look natural, like that you're smiling.
I feel like we did a story about the debate over whether beer can be in funeral homes because people have specific wishes for there to be beer at their wake.
Oh.
And I can't remember where that went, but it seems to me that there was a story about –
yeah, that
a funeral
would be
home
awesome.
Wanting to have beer.
By the way, if you're looking for all funeral parlor embalming information, I did a whole podcast with a funeral director.
You did?
Earlier in this podcast schedule.
Curiosity.
Sean, it's still out there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Just search the archives. It's episode a year or two ago.
Wow.
Everything about embalming, the processes, the techniques, how he feels about it. It's a good episode.
Did you have graphics or pictures?
No
or?
Graphics.
Okay.
All it right. was visual only.
Okay.
Visual.
All right.
I mean, I was sorry. It was audible only. No visuals.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
I am
so maybe
curious.
Whose turn is it? Are we, have we come full? We're almost done. We're going too long here.
Yeah.
Someone might be done with their walk, and they're like,
"What's
too much
how long
chatting?
Have we been doing
people
this?
Have already so turned chatting. Us off. Like, oh, enough crosstalk.
Oh, we got to wrap up.
This is Joey.
We got to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up with Sean, maybe then.
Let's hope it's a good one.
It's not. Should I just pick another one?
Oh, we can't judge, though.
All right, this is from Joey. He wants to know how much it is to take your class at Marywood.
I think that's good. I don't know.
However much it is to take a class at Marywood.
We can discuss this. When I was in college, I remember a class was like $300.
Oh, my goodness.
Mindy, Does it still cost that much for your daughter to take a class?
So Mindy has the latest.
I can't even talk about it.
But any course at college is going to be probably
thousands. She just took courses this summer, right? That were just not the semester fee, but just courses.
I'd say it's about $500 a credit in most places, right?
So most courses are 3 credits, so $1,500
at least. I bet
at least $500 to $700, yeah.
About $15,000 a course.
Just think you have to take what 12 credits to be full time in order to get loans and stuff.
Yes.
And who was that person?
Joey.
Joey, if you want to take my class and pay $1,500 or something, you're sick, man. Okay, you're sick.
Does anyone do that though?
So I had a had a gentleman in my class, I think I told you guys this, 77 years old. He took both of my classes.
Wow.
And let me tell you what an awesome dude he was, but how uncomfortable that made me, because is this human nature? If someone's older than you, that much older, I felt like I have nothing to tell you, sir. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have so much respect. I felt like, you know, you're the elder here. I'm not going to teach you anything, even though, you know, he didn't know any of the science.
Yeah, you know all the
meteorology. But at the same time, that was on my mind because he was like my father's age.
Yeah,
or could have been.
Crazy.
He was 20 years older than me more, and I just felt weird the whole time because I felt like a young punk trying to.
You are a young punk.
The only comparison I have to that is I taught swimming lessons as a lifeguard when I was in high school and in college. And we always taught kids. And then the pool decided to start adult swimming lessons. All the lifeguards were teenagers. And then we had to teach adult swimming lessons. It was really hard. On one hand, it's really hard to teach an adult to swim.
Okay, yeah.
Because especially if an adult has a fear of water, it's so ingrained. Whereas a kid, you can teach them to get in the water. But then to be a 17-year-old – trying to tell an adult what to do was so hard. Yeah, it was so awkward.
Maybe it's our insecurities, but I just
maybe. But you're right. Like for a younger person to try to teach something to an older person is really hard.
Yeah, and this guy who took my course was doing it for personal enrichment. That's it. He said he just wanted to learn these things.
Maybe he just really liked you.
That too, Mindy. I know it's hard for you to believe, but maybe that is it.
There are quite a few senior citizens that take college courses, though.
Yeah,
they just want to.
My parents have done like master classes online and stuff that they really enjoy. So
there you go. You can do it. But instead of a master class, why not just keep downloading this episode and others?
You'll learn.
And go. You'll learn so much. Think of it.
Yep.
May not be useful.
Educating the masses.
Keep the questions coming. It's brownbag@wnep.com. And by the way, you guys, how much is it to listen to this?
It's free.
Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.